I got an expert on the horn with me who was kind enough to take time out of his busy day to sort of share his perspective, as he deals with this issue quite a bit from Beech Grove Firearms up there in Indiana. Greg Berg is on the horn with me. Greg, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Wayne.
Greg, so you and I had a discussion earlier, and it is frustration. It is frustrating because of the inefficiency of the system that is in place, which we saw the manifestation of it in Orlando, and how bureaucracy usually works is one that gives you results you do not want or desire. And it becomes so onerous that we should probably press the reset button anyway. And I know you've dealt with some problems, so illuminate me on that issue as to where it was and what you were surprised by what you saw yesterday from Congress.
Well, specifically honing in on the 3-day delay that was addressed, my own professional experience dealing with the 3-day delay, which has been in place ever since the Brady Bill was passed years ago, allows the federal government, who we do the instant background checks through, specifically the FBI, to delay a person for three business days. Now, they won't give an explanation to such person or to the federal firearms dealer why the delay, but one can assume it's, you know, whatever is triggering in their computer system that they want to look at it a little better.
All right, let me walk through this. Okay, so, Greg, I go to you. I'm going to purchase a firearm, and you input my data. Now, what happens then if I'm flagged or if my name is flagged, something that identifies a potential problem or threat?
Okay, when we call the FBI for your instant background check under the current federal law governing federal firearms dealers, there's three acknowledgments that the government will give back to the FFL dealer. Either a proceed, which means you instantly walk out the door same day as purchase.
Right.
A delay, which under the Brady law, they can delay you up to 3 business days, or just an outright denial saying, I cannot sell you the firearm.
Right.
The delay, they will not explain to the federal firearms dealer. They will not say that Mr. John Doe is being delayed because X, Y, or Z. They won't say anything. They will not tell John Doe there's not a number he can call to say, hey, I'm curious. You know, I'm a policeman, a fireman, a doctor, a U.S. soldier, or whatever. Why am I being delayed? They won't.
Right. Well, let me ask this, Greg. I mean, to me, that sounds like a due process issue, which is a blockage of a constitutional right. Has the ACLU ever stepped into this fight? Have they decided to go, hey, Americans are being denied a privilege. At least they should deserve some sort of due process. This seems like it's all cloak and dagger. It's behind closed doors.
Correct. That's my biggest issue with all of this, is that the liberal left wants to continue to push the cloak and dagger all behind closed doors. I don't believe for a minute our forefathers thought that our constitutional rights should ever hang in the balance or be infringed on in any such way based upon three guys sitting around a table in a back room somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's my whole problem, that only the Second Amendment, it seems like, we toss due process out with, you know, out with the dirty dishwater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, dear God, if you started to step in, if the law enforcement world started to step into unreasonable search and seizures or cruel and unusual punishment, you'd have the liberal left screaming bloody murder. But yet when it pertains to the Second Amendment, we're all supposed to just trust the government and their judgment making decisions behind these closed doors. And
I think it's a proper analogy to talk about the First Amendment, which doesn't necessarily have precedent over any of the others. It's just the first one they mention. But if I go to the public square because I want to say my piece, and they're letting some people do it, and then they come to me and go, well, we need to think about what you're going to say for 3 days, and we'll get back to you. Well, people they'd be crazy. They'd be going, what does that mean?
Right. That'd go over like a bucket of rocks, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So,
I mean,
but you've got real-world examples of the infringement that took place. So despite the investigations, despite all the signs that were there, the warning signs, that guy in Orlando, Omar Mateen, is issued a weapon.
Right.
And you've got contrast information to that, don't you? meeting.
Well, obviously, I'm not part of any investigation
that
the government conducted on him.
No, I know.
However,
go ahead.
Right. That you know, I don't find it very common that somebody should be investigated three different times for whatever, you know, association with terrorism they tied him to. However, I find it very contrasting that on a routine monthly basis, if I have 10 people buy a gun a day, I'll have 30% be delayed.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking these are firemen, policemen. But the one that always gets my goat the worst is my gun store is fortunate enough to be in a good proximity to a military base here in Indiana. And so I have a lot of soldiers that come in of all ranks and routinely get delayed. And it just to me is such a kick in the breadbasket here that I am going to tell a U.S. soldier that in a moment's notice, our great president and send that man or woman off to be blown into, a million bits. But yet in his own country, his government's going to delay him his constitutional right, and then just throw salt in the wound and not even offer the gentleman or the lady a explanation as to why.
So, Greg, if I were to put you in charge, what would be the solution for you?
Well, I think the first thing to be is to put due process into place. You know, if a, let's just say a policeman is going to take away your freedom and put you in jail, there is a due process. You know, he has got to present a probable cause to a judge. A judge reviews it and says yes or no. And then the steps have been put in place because we don't live in a snow globe. There's obviously bad folks amongst us, whether they're terrorists or homegrown or from abroad. So there has to be something, but I refuse to submit to somebody's opinion in a back room or a desk somewhere that goes, okay, John Doe here needs to be opinion.
Yeah.
I just do not believe the Constitution was built in that with that foundation.
Well, it's just frustrating, and the whole thing, you know, this morning I'm watching headlines from various news sources, and you know, we had people like Elizabeth Warren saying that the Republicans have sided with ISIS, and if this were any other constitutional issue, whoever was on the side of due process would have been heralded as a person that is protecting the civil liberties of Americans. Instead,
right,
they're vilified as aiding and abetting ISIS, which we know for a fact is the Republicans' desire to go and hunt and kill the enemy. It's crazy.
I don't even know the word to use anymore. It used to be confusing, crazy. It just blows my mind how the left, I mean, speaks up with forked tongue.
Yeah.
It just drives me nuts.
Well, Greg, we appreciate your expertise. Thanks for talking to me today. Hopefully we'll run into you again sometime, and we'll have another chat.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, Greg Berg from Beech Grove Firearms right there.